ATVs are more fun than a game of polar bear cricket.
Yeah, Mr. Pip, they're pretty cool, huh?
More than pretty, very.
Yeah. Hold on, the tour guide's waving us down. Let's stop here.
Right behind you, sonny.
Hola, señores and señoritas. You are riding very well. The tour stops here for a brief moment for me to point out a very interesting Mexican land growth.
Teach me, señorita. My mind is ready for some land growth.
Easy, Pip.
The plant I am pointing to is called the jumping chocho, cactus de chile popo.
Ooh. Sounds like an Egyptian drinking game.
Pip, shh. I think that guy's been drinking.
The 100-year-old plant was given that name because if one gets too close, the poisonous needles actually jump into your skin and murder you, so as to protect their milk.
Well, thank goodness I'm lactose intolerant to mundo.
We're gonna have to listen to this guy the whole tour.
Say, what was your nombre again, señorita?
Rahina.
A name as pretty as the poncho that keeps your coconutos grandes warm through the night.
Oh, man. He's sorry, sorry.
It's nada.
By the way, Rahina the hyena.
Oh, God.
Just how many gears do these ATVs come equipped with?
Six. But like Mr. Gonstules said, at the bottom of the mountain, with such narrow roads, we do not recommend you go past third gear.
Well, ain't that a titch's width?
We'll be fine, Rahina. Gracias.
Okay, time to head up to the natural rain waterfall. It's only a 20-minute drive. Let's keep 30 feet spaces from each other for the sake of safety. See you up there.
I know what you're thinking, Pip. Don't take it past third. She said it was dangerous. There's no reason to push it.
Reason rhymes with treason, sonny. And I ain't no traitor.
Hands on!
Hey, dude, look out!
Woohoo! Rahina! I'm gonna pass you Andretti style!
Watch out for the chocho, senor!
Oh, I'm in here!
Yes, senor?
Estoy en el toro en la casa.
Oh, senor. Senor. Oh, I don't know.